Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, of course, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And oh my gosh, we are 3 weeks into the Soul Awakening Masterclass topics, which also means we're 3 weeks into August. And, you know, kiddos are starting school. I can't believe it. The summer has gone so, so fast. And, you know, I feel like I haven't even noticed. I've been head down working and talking to women about my masterclass and how it has been, I mean, just an honor to sit with women and listen to all of you share your ups and downs, and an honor to really hear you guys be willing to look at what's really going on for you, looking at what short circuits you've created and how those negative patterns are affecting your life. That is a big deal, you guys. So I just wanted to say like a big like cheers of celebration to those of you that I've been chatting with, that I haven't got to chat with, just everybody who's like ready to do the work, the inner work, the real work, the hard work. So here's something I've been doing after the live radio show is going on my Facebook group page called Rewired Life Awakening and doing a live video around the topics that I've been talking about on the radio show and just continuing this discussion. It's been a lot of fun, so you guys definitely going to want to join us. Again, it's Rewired Life Awakening, which you can totally search on Facebook, or if you go to the radio site, myrewiredliferadio.com, there's totally a link there where you can join us. And just continue the discussion, ask your questions, see what other ladies are coming up with. It's just a lot of fun, good energy. So here we are, the class, Soul Awakening, How to Rewire Your Life. This is about learning how to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. So far on the show, we've had topics covering the loving yourself portion of the class, the first section of the class. We've talked about how to show yourself some love and how to shift into feeling not good enough and into feeling totally worth it. Like, don't we all want that, to stop operating from this place of, oh, I'm not a good enough this or that, and feeling totally worth it to step into what it is you're supposed to be stepping into, up-leveling and killing it, you know? So today we are shifting into the heal portion of the class. So healing your body and mind. So I have to say, when I was going through my own healing journey, I didn't exactly have a roadmap, and I sure as heck wish I did, because I made a lot of mistakes. I'll never forget, as I was in the beginning stages of writing my book and looking back over my journey and trying to figure out, you know, what my process was for healing. And I was just, you know, it was one of those things where you're trying to figure it out and you're kind of sitting with it and you kind of bring it up a lot. I brought it up in a mastermind meeting, which at the time was more focused around my photography business, but they also knew I was writing books. So sometimes that would come up, and I was just like, you know, here's what I'm struggling with, like this process. And I think what it is for me was to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. And I kind of shared that. And this woman in my mastermind, who still shocks me, she's a psychotherapist. She's like, no. You have to heal first, and then you can love yourself, and then you celebrate about it. And I just kind of sat there and was like, is kind of a weird situation, because here I was sitting with like, okay, this woman is a trained professional. I should trust what she has to say. And to be honest, like, that's the space that I was in my healing journey, like giving all of my power to the medical profession and thinking, you know, they know me better than I do. They know my process better than I do. And that's kind of what I was sitting with as this woman was like, no, you have to heal first and then you can love yourself. And I just kind of sat there like, it's like the first moment where I was just in the moment, really being able to be like, no, I don't agree, you know, and being able to take my power back and be like, no, you have to love yourself first in every moment. And then the healing can occur. And of course, then celebrating all of these steps along the way. So if we think about this in terms of the neuroplastic pathways and the short circuits we create for our emotions that we've been talking about the last few weeks, think about what short circuits you could be creating for yourself and for myself in that situation if I continued to believe that you had to heal before you could love yourself. You've essentially put that carrot out in front of your face and said, when you reach that carrot, right, the carrot in front of the donkey, like never reaching it, if you put that out in front of your face, like you're never going to reach it, right? So then you're always, always like looking for the next thing, looking for the next thing before you could actually love yourself. And so this is exactly what my class Soul Awakening is about. It's 6 weeks of understanding what your patterns are because we each have unique ones. You know, I was talking to another psychotherapist, hilariously enough, he had shifted into a coach. I'm actually trying to get him on the show, which would be fascinating because it's all about women, but he would come from a male perspective. But we were talking the other day about trauma and how, you know, emotional trauma and how it's formed, and especially in the family, right? So we were talking about twins. And so they're essentially experiencing the same thing at the same time. From their parents, from their upbringing, from their life, and how maybe one of the siblings experiences trauma from a certain situation and the other one doesn't. So essentially, this emotional trauma is user-defined, if you will, defined by the person. Like, was that person stressed and traumatized by the situation? And then were they supported in the way that they needed to heal through it? So that's what this class really helps you understand for you. And that's the important part, to understand your unique patterns. And again, if they were created consciously or unconsciously, both happen. Human experience, they both happen. There's no avoiding it. And then helpful or unhelpful. Again, no avoiding it. Sometimes it's helpful, sometimes it's not, and it just happens. And so then here we are as adults trying to figure out, you know, how to unlearn, which is totally what we're talking about today, unlearn those unhelpful patterns. So like I said, during the class, we are learning tools to help you shift and to rewire your patterns to create the life that you want. So if you're interested, you can go to audreymichelle.com. There's a big banner right up front that says Soul Awakening. There's a tab that says Soul Awakening. And you can learn more and get the free trainings that I'm doing leading up to the launch of the class. So you guys, this process of rewiring your life to love yourself, to heal your body and mind, and celebrate life, it really works. It's the process I used. It's the process I teach my clients. But think about it. We've been doing it our whole life. I keep talking about this, you know, a toddler learning to walk or learning to ride your bike. Of course, a toddler starts with love and trust. Like they just trust that they're going to figure it out. It's so brilliant. Like they're so like perfect and whole when they're a baby. And it's before we knew anything else. And it, you know, the small child like stumbles through this learning process and, you know, as it's walking towards its parents, what do we do for them? You know, if they fall, we pick them up and we soothe them, we comfort them, we encourage them, we put bandages on their ouchies if that's what they need. And then, you know, when they take the first step or, you know, when you first ride your bike, of course we're cheering and clapping and, I mean, honestly, don't you want to get back to that place for yourself? As adults, we totally forget. We have the power to create these neuroplastic pathways and short circuits in a way that work for us. That is the powerful part. Like, we create these pathways every day. Don't you want to be in charge of how they get created? And you do. You totally have the power to create these short circuits in a way that work for you. So last week's show is all about shifting out of feeling not good enough. And I mean, who wants to feel not good enough, right? And we all have these unknown underlying themes and basis for our decisions. And so this is where we can use this idea of neuroplastic pathways in our favor. So I'm so excited, you guys. Today's show is all about unlearning these unhelpful patterns and redefining what success looks like in your life, personally, and professionally. So the biggest question here is, if you're unaware of these unhelpful patterns, where do you even start, right? And so that's the exciting part. I'm bringing on a guest today, Jamie Palatolo, and she, I'm so excited to share her with you guys. Like, she's been through a lot in her life, which she's going to talk about, and she's going to talk about how she rewired, how she unlearned some of these patterns and like really negative, not good enough thoughts for herself and really got her power back and stood in that space of, I'm totally worth it. I'm going to redefine what I am up to in my life. So like I said, for the next two segments, we're going to be joined by Jamie Palatolo. And like usual, I am taking questions, your questions. Justin in the background is going to compile them. And then come the fourth segment after we say goodbye to Jamie, I will answer your questions. And you can always call in at 800-930-2819 or send us a message from the transformationtalkradio.com space. So again, we need to take a quick break. You are listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, as we talk about unlearning these unhelpful patterns and redefining our success, what success means in our life, both personally and professionally. And of course, if you want to learn more about my coaching or online masterclass that I was just talking about, Soul Awakening, you can go to Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com. And stay tuned. We're going to welcome today's guest, an energetic healer, Jamie Palatolo, here in a second. So we'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, Visit thelightedones.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are talking about unlearning unhelpful patterns and redefining success in your life, both personally and professionally. So like I was saying, my guest today is Jamie Palatolo, and let me just tell you about this amazing light in the world. She is a healer, an energetic mentor, and she's helping her clients expand their energetic capacity to allow for a larger client load, to raise their frequency, to increase their rates, and to be able to charge their worth. Like, hello, don't we all want that? And she does this by removing energy blocks around, you know, visibility and protecting your energy so you can continue to do what you love in your life and in your work and be to the highest service in the world. Doesn't that sound beautiful? I'm like, I read that in your bio, Jamie, and I was just like, yes, please. I love you. So you guys, I'm so excited just to share Jamie and her knowledge with you. So honey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Audrey, for having me. I really am so excited to be on here with you.
Yes, thank you. So I was telling everybody before the break, I was like, this girl has one heck of a story in the realm of, well, first inspiring, but also in the realm of unlearning. You know, I think you and I talked where I was like, it is so ingrained in your life, personally and professionally, to unlearn these negative patterns and just things that are running under the surface that you just exude it. So I'm just so excited to share you with everybody. So let's start here. Just share with us what you've been through to get to this place of unlearning and redefining.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was younger, I was always that obese kid. And going into high school, I was always that person that never was in a specific group. Like I wasn't in the popular group or the sporty group. I was in all the groups, but I took like a back seat. I wasn't that leader. You know, I tend to just fall back and be that watcher and see what's going on with people. And as I developed into college and after college, I decided I was like, okay, I'm going to lose this weight. And I went on this like health kick and diet. And I actually lost over 80 pounds within 6 months,
wow,
which was amazing for me. I've never actually was skinny before or fit in that way. So it was all new to me, you know, having that visibility of, you know, the positive, the negative attention. So it was really a new experience for me in seeing what was going on. But also what started happening was that my memory started to diminish. And at the time I was 21 years old and I forgot the names of my family members. And like, I would get up from work at my desk and not know where I was going. And it was really scary.
Yeah.
So I actually went to all these doctors and they were like, did all these testing and they're like, no, you're fine. You know, we see all like the symptoms and what's going on, but you're good. And so that's when I actually started learning myself and going into holistic health. And becoming a health coach myself, just to learn like my body and what was best for my body,
mm-hmm,
at the time. So And this was really crucial in me moving forward too, because as I was getting into all these different lifestyles and diets and detoxes, you know, I created my own business of being like a raw food and desserts, and it was amazing on the side of being in the corporate world. And so I was juggling this together, as well as seeing clients who were trying to lose weight. And it, on the emotional side, you know, it was really impactful for me because they were dealing with a lot of emotional work that I've actually was dealing with as well. And they're like, you know, I'm doing all these diets, the same story as I was, and nothing, the weight wasn't coming off. And you know, I started like listening to my clients more, and I was at the time I was in a relationship, and it wasn't a healthy relationship. It was a marriage that, you know, we were together for 8 years, and you know, once we became married and after the honeymoon, it was just like something just shifted, and there was a lot of anger that came out in my partner and started to emotionally abuse me. And I started, you know, getting all these feelings and a chronic anxiety and taking on all of this stuff and my environment. As well as, you know, working with my clients, I started seeing me taking on their own emotions and their illnesses. And it was like, whoa, what's going on here? And I didn't know that I had a gift of relating to people and having people really, you know, seeing what their emotions were, and instead of those weren't my own. So I delved down deep in what was going on there and trying to learn those specific aspects of how I worked and what my gift was. So when this was happening, all of this was going on at once, you know, this chaotic energy, this environment, and it became unsafe for me to be in the in my home environment. The abuse became physical, and I just like looked at my life and I said, do I want to have this? Do I want to be defending myself every day of my life? Do I want to bring kids into this world of abuse and just stay unhappy because I grew up just having that stigmata of, you know, you got married, you can't get divorced. You know, you have to keep with it. You know, there's ups and downs and you have to just power through. And at that moment, I was like, no, there's so much more than this. Like, I want to be happy. And it was so hard for me because it was the first time I actually chose myself. And actually I still remember the day that I had to tell my parents of what was going on. And I just sat and hysterically cried, but without their support, I wouldn't have been able to do the decision making that I needed to do. Yeah. And actually, you know, deciding that I was worth something more, that there was more to life than just the societal thoughts of, you know, going through life and getting married and having kids and that's it. So once that happened, I actually was in a job too at the moment of, you know, I worked for the prison in the States, and being somebody that's very sensitive to energy, I was having chronic anxiety every day.
No kidding. This is the part that like floored me. I was like, girl, you're such a deep feeler and have this like empathetic nervous system, and you are just surrounded by like so much stuff flying at you. I was just like, how on earth did you shift into this place of, no, this is not what I'm doing? And like get the courage to be like, nope, something's got to change. I am going to unlearn all of this and redefine for myself.
Yeah. So really, I needed to take the time for myself. I knew that I didn't want to live in that chaoticness, the chronic fatigue, the chronic anxiety. I knew that on the other side of this, that I was going to come out empowered and truly like knowing who I am and loving me. So I had to take that time. I went through a depression, and that was really crucial in me learning about myself and who I was and who I wanted to become. So I needed to isolate myself, and I really attribute me learning about who I was instead of, you know, taking on other people's energy and knowing who they were and supporting them. I actually supported myself in learning who I am as a person and what I feel and what I want.
And you took that time to like learn to love yourself. That was what I really connected with your story, is you're just like, I need a time out. I need this for me. I need to learn myself emotionally, physically, spiritually. Mm-hmm. It's just very beautiful what you had gone through.
Yeah.
So Jamie, tell us this, because we are getting close to the break. I know 10 minutes just flew by. Tell us how we can learn more about you, and then tell us about your giveaway, because you are being very generous with us, and so we want to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can learn more about me if you go to my website. It's www.jamiepolitolo.com. And also, I am giving away a free 90-minute breakthrough session where we go through all of the traumas and past traumas that are not keeping you, or that are keeping you from even moving forward in your life and in your business.
Yeah. So here's the deal. To get her 90-minute giveaway session, you can call in. Again, Justin in behind the scenes, he's going to pick up the phone. If you call 800-930-2819, and we'll take the first caller or the first person who sends in a message. If you go to transformationtalkradio.com, there's a space where you can message the show too if you can't make a phone call at this point. But yeah, the first person will get this 90-minute session with Jamie, and you're going to want to get a hold of that, because, I mean, I want that. You guys should get a hold of it. I was like, very generous, very cool. And I love your work. So, okay, we have to take a break. I'm Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And if you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more information about my book and coaching and free training all around soul awakening. And you can learn what's coming up next on Rewired Life Radio. So when we come back, Jamie and I are going to continue talking about her work around unlearning and redefining. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, you guys, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And so today, and for the month of August, we are digging deep into the topics of my online masterclass, Soul Awakening. And today is all about unlearning unhelpful patterns and redefining success for your life, both personally and professionally. And my guest today is energy healer Jamie Palatolo. And oh my God, you guys, she is giving away a 90-minute session to help you remove energy blockages holding you back. Again, you can call in at 800-930-2819 or send us a message from transformationtalkradio.com. But y'all, seriously, if someone doesn't hurry up and claim this, like, I will. I mean, it's not really for me, and I will not do that. But seriously, I'm that excited about it. So Jamie, we're going to have to figure out how to do a session between the two of us, because I just find your work and your energy just so enlightening and wonderful. So I have a couple questions yet from the last segment where we were talking about, you know, you had let everything go in your life. You know, you had shared your life story with us, and you had gotten to the point where you're just like, you were in a depression, and you used that time to really discover yourself. So can you take us back to that time of, you know, what tools did you use to shift, to, you know, to learn and shift out of that space?
Yeah. So the first and foremost was, like, I needed to give myself permission to feel the feelings that I was feeling, to feel that anger inside of me, to feel that, you know, like that failure part of me as well. I needed to, because it was an awareness of my old patterns and what I've learned when growing up and going through life. And I needed to face them. So it was really being in silence. And of course, like, you know, when you're in depression, like, I was in bed all the time, you know, those, I had those days, but yeah. Also, like, I took those steps in keeping it simple and actually, you know, seeing myself and seeing my body. You know, we're not aware that we're actually in a physical body. So I did a lot of mirror work and looking at myself in the mirror and seeing, like, how my body, moves and how I speak and what my language was. So that was, like, one of the things that I did, but really was being in meditation. And I'm not saying meditation of, like, a guided meditation or any of that, but it was just me sitting with my thoughts and having the thoughts coming in and thanking them. And because I needed to be aware of them to be able to remove these past patterns within me and go through that to move forward, right? So, you know, I did a lot of meditation. I did a lot of questioning. You know, a lot of us don't don't know, that we have to question, we have to ask for help and support to be able to receive it. So I had to do a lot of questioning within my meditations and journaling and really just getting to know who I am and putting down, okay, Jimmy, what do you actually want in your life? Uh-huh. And it was so, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just thinking like, gosh, what is, it's a powerful place to be in. I mean, you and I talked about this. I was in it. I mean, I didn't share my whole story with you, but shifting out of that chaotic place and then all of a sudden being quiet, all of a sudden you hear differently. You hear yourself differently. It was like kind of the way I talk about it is my inner wisdom. Like it'd been raising its hand for years, but I'd just been like smacking it on the back of the head, like, girl, shut it. You know, like, that ain't what I want to hear right now. And all of a sudden, that little tiny hand was just like, hey, remember me? Like, I have ideas too. And all of a sudden, I was like, you do? Well, let's hear them. Like I hadn't noticed before. And that's just what I hear from you is like, you took this time to like shut down the chaos and let go of the chaos and then be in this beautiful space of being able to like hear in a new way for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now how do you do this with your clients?
So my clients, most of them are coaches and entrepreneurs. And really, you know, we say like we have like a money blockage or blockages that are happening within us. But really those blockages are emotions that we haven't faced within our lifetime. You know, we go through like a past trauma, like a divorce, and you're just like, I want to get through it, right? And I just want to push all of the emotions aside because you're not ready or it's too much for you to be able to handle. And that's okay. But sometimes it's actually affecting our life and our business as well. So what I do with my clients is first and foremost, we look at becoming aware of actually what's happening in your environment, in your life, in your body, and what do you want, mm-hmm. right? So we become aware of that, as well as we dive in deep, because a lot of my clients, you know, they'll come to me and they're like, you know, I want to get to that next level in my business, but I'm just so stuck and I don't know where to go or what to do. And what we do is we, you know, we ask like, what is that? And we go through this process, like I'm giving away that 90-minute session of removing the blockages, and 99% of actually what's happening within you being blocked from moving forward in your business is actually something that has happened in your past, in your personal life, something that you actually learned and that you've kept with throughout your whole life.
Yeah.
So we really dive deep into the source of yeah. actually what's causing that blockage.
Yeah. I know I always say being an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a business owner, it's like the fast track to learning about yourself and like dealing with your own issues. You know, you can't hide from it. Like in a corporate job, you can kind of get away with it. Like you do what you're told to do, whatever. But when you're running your own business, you start to notice like stuff is off and something ain't right. And I got to figure this out. And all of a sudden, like you said, it's, you know, dealing with your divorce or dealing with this, like not good enough from being a kid, you know? So, I just think what you do is incredible. And you just have this gift to just see it very quickly. And I think, you know, once you've been in it and you recognize it for yourself, I know this is true for me in my own coaching, like, I can see it. It's so very clear to me. But when you're at the beginning, and if we refer to it in the way of these neuroplastic pathways in the way that I like to speak about it, you can't see what you can't see. You don't know what you don't know. And it's just been running in the background for so long that you don't know until somebody holds up the mirror and is just like, hey, have you ever noticed this thing? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And absolutely. Having the tools to work through it, which is what I want to spend the last few minutes of our time together. So what tips do you have for us to unlearn some of these patterns and redefine your life?
Yeah. So becoming aware, like I just talked about, is really, really crucial. So I want you, like as women especially, you know, we have this sense of feeling. So become aware of how you feel within your environment, like what's going on. Do you feel very nervous? Does your body feel nervous, anxious? Do you feel tired around it, like a specific person? If you're having a session with your client and just afterwards you're just totally exhausted. These are the things that you need to pay attention to so that you can become aware of something that's affecting you and your energy as well.
Yeah. So how do you come from this place of awareness? Like, how do you explain this to people when you aren't aware? How do you, well, I mean, like you said, noticing your feelings, but what are some examples that your clients are noticing for themselves?
Yeah. So when we go into, say, for instance, like I had a client where she was like, I can't get to the next level in my business, right? I can't make enough money or whatever. And what ended up happening was that the reason why was because it went all the way back to like 25 years previously, and saying that, you know, during her pregnancy and not being grateful and experiencing, you know, the gift that she was giving to her child. So it was actually the relationship between her and her daughter, of that unworthiness of not having them and feeling like this guilt of not giving all of her to her, that she was stopping it within her business. Wow. So it's just, so these things come up all the time.
Mm-hmm. And it really is all related, even though we like to compartmentalize, like it really is all related.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Jamie, guess what? We have a winner for your giveaway. So Miss Karina from California is going to get a session with you, which is awesome. I'm excited. So Jamie, this is like so much yumminess and awesomeness. I think what resonates with me the most, and what I hear the most from people that I've had on the show, is awareness. Like, really, it has to start with awareness. And again, you don't know what you don't know, but sitting in this space, like you said, of awareness, like, where do I feel anxious? Where do I feel tired? Where do I feel not good enough? You'll begin to see, like, the universe will be like, oh, so you're ready? Okay, I'll show you. Mm-hmm. So I find it very interesting. So I cannot thank you enough for sharing your light, for sharing your being and your stories and your work with our listeners. So tell us one more time how we can learn more about you. And obviously we've given away the free session, but if somebody's interested in working with you, how can we learn more?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, like I said, www.jamiepolitolo.com. And for all the people that are listening that didn't get the free 90 minute, I'm giving you guys a special for the listeners for my 90 minute. So contact me and we will get going.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Jamie. And you guys, you're definitely going to want to check out what Jamie is up to. And she's all over social media. You're always doing like tarot cards and readings and pulling different oils. And so just always fascinating stuff. So definitely check her out. Follow her on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, all the fun stuff. So this is Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And just a reminder, for the next segment, I am taking your questions. So you can call in at 800-930-2819 or send us questions via transformationtalkradio.com. We'll be right back.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Okay, you guys, we are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we spent the last couple of segments speaking with my lovely guest, Miss Jamie Palatolo, about unlearning unhelpful patterns and redefining success in your life, both personally and professionally. Again, I'm taking your questions about shifting into this space of unlearning, and you can call us at 1-800-930-2819, or if you go to transformationtalkradio.com, there's a space where you can type in your message if calling is not something that's possible for you right now. Okay, so obviously we're in the fourth segment where, of course, I ask my favorite question of all time, which is, how do you live your life with intention? And of course, today we are reframing it to be aligned with the topic today of unlearning and redefining. So the question is, how do you notice where you need to unlearn something? And I think, you know, Jamie hit the nail on the head saying with awareness and looking for negative emotions such as anxiety, exhaustion, judgment, not feeling good enough, feeling guilty, feeling, it just came up in one of my sessions this week. I'm blanking. Hold on. Wait for it. Jealousy. Feeling jealous of something is another spot where you can just be aware. And something I wanted to touch on in the first segment but didn't quite get to was Dr. Pat and I were talking about this last week, balanced versus unbalanced growth. Here's a place where you can watch for things that you need to unlearn, things that you need to look at. So balanced versus unbalanced growth is this idea that we like to grow the best parts of ourselves and kind of ignore the yucky parts and kind of, you know, shove them under the rug because it's not fun to look at. It's not fun to dig through. And it's also not fun to like learn stuff about yourself where you're just like, oh my God, I did that. That's so embarrassing. Like, oh geez, right? And so what happens is if you think of, you know, taking bait, like steps up, like stepping from A to B, B to C, C to D. And when we're in an unbalanced growth way, you know, we're growing the best selves, parts of ourselves. So going from A to B and then B to C and then C to D, but the worst parts of ourselves, the unwanted parts of ourselves, yucky parts, are still staying at A, and they're like A, and the rest of us is like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And so there's, if you can imagine, a greater growth, a greater space in between, the best and worst parts of ourselves. It's they're getting further and further away from each other. And so the pendulum swings further and further away. So how that feels in life is the good moments feel really good. And then all of a sudden you feel like rubber banded back, like snapped rubber band back into this space of like, God, like yuckiness, heaviness, ugly feelings. And so, like I said, the pendulum just keeps swinging further and further and further the less you pay attention to these underlying issues. However, if you're growing in a balanced way, if you're looking at these lower vibe issues, if you're looking at why you're feeling anxious or angry, guilty, jealous, all of those like heavier things, you're starting to grow in a balanced way. So we're going from A to B, B to C, in our best parts of ourself, but we're also then going from A to B with our lower end self. So we're growing both of them. So they're growing in this like parallel manner instead of this diverging manner. And so if you can imagine, if they're growing parallelly, if that's a word, the pendulum doesn't swing quite so much, just a little bit. So that's how I tell if something needs to be cleaned up, is I'm like, wow, I am swinging really far. Like I'm feeling really anxious and really off about this thing. And I'm obviously, I need to clean it up. So here we have a question. It came in via my Facebook group this, in the last few days. And, it's a woman who recently decided to file for divorce, and it seems her husband was probably emotionally abusive to her and her children. And our conversation began in a place of worthiness, as that was last week's topic. But I want to talk about it here in a way of unlearning and redefining, and what neuroplastic pathways need to be broken and redefined. And so, you know, for her, coming from this place of like being under somebody's thumb for, gosh, 20 years, if I'm making a guess about, you know, just this person's age versus their children's age. How do you start to unlearn that for yourself? How do you start to like take your power back and be like, wow, all of a sudden I have a choice in the matter, you know, like my voice matters, and being able to unlearn and look at like your decisions now about, am I choosing XYZ because I want to, or because I was conditioned to choose it that way? And what do I even like? You know, she's definitely in this space of unlearning and redefining. And so, for those of you in that space, you know, going through something maybe like what Jamie went through that was really hefty, or this woman, a recent divorce, or if you're just like finding a smaller issue that you're just like all of a sudden realizing, gosh, I've been operating this way for so long and I didn't even know it. How do you redefine, right? And that's where these neuroplastic pathways come into play and my class. It's sitting with a place of unconditional love, right? Because we tend to do this. We tend to be like, oh my God, I didn't even know I was operating out of a place of not feeling good enough. Like, what is the matter with me? And then we start to make ourselves wrong and bad, and the cycle just continues. So we want to break that first. We want to just be like, oh, wow, soothing and loving and just being like, yeah, you know, it happens to the best of us. We make maybe not that good of decisions, and that's okay. Give yourself a hug and give yourself some time And then start to be curious about what you need for yourself to heal. And then, of course, all along the way, like I said, giving yourself like a pat on the back for being like, wow, I realized it. You know, I could still be operating from this place of not feeling good enough. But yay for me for realizing. So again, beginning with love, unconditional love for yourself, forgiveness. I like to say, I forgive you, I'm sorry, I love you is a nice mantra to break that up. And then something we talked about last week was dreaming, right? And Jamie talked about this. What do I want my life to look like when you're in that space of redefining? Write it down. Just start dreaming and being in a place of what needs to emerge. It's very exciting. So during my 6-week masterclass Soul Awakening, I'll be sharing many more tools for unlearning unhelpful patterns. Again, you can go to audreymichelle.com, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com, to learn more about the upcoming class. And right now, I've got a challenge coming up at the end of the month, and then free video trainings before the class goes live on the 19th of September. So we've got a bunch of time here to just start digging and getting some free tools and seeing, you know, what's going to work for you. And then, of course, I want to continue this conversation. And if you want to join me on Rewired Life Awakening, the Facebook group, I will be doing a quick live video here in about 15 minutes. So you can join me there. Okay, so rewiring your life is about creating a new nervous system, creating new neuroplastic pathways, and breaking the short circuits of your emotions. We do this one choice at a time. And with a new nervous system, you'll be a new person looking at the world with new glasses. And if you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal wounds and to shift your thinking, let's talk. Of course, you can go to audreymichelle.com and learn about my coaching and Soul Awakening, the 6-week online class. So I want to thank my guest today, Ms. Jamie Palatolo, for sharing her work and for giving away a free 90-minute session. That was awesome. Again, congratulations to Karina. And thank you guys for tuning into Rewired Life Radio. You can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com. And next week, we are going to learn about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit with my guest, Crystal Castle. She's a new, about to be published Hay House author. So that is very exciting. So again, you guys tune in next week for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.